This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. We'll have the Secretary call the roll.
Senators Hunoff.
Here.
Atten. Peterson.
Here.
Sharma.
Here.
Solano.
Here.
Monroe.
Here.
Valley.
Here.
There's a quorum.
We have a quorum. I'd like to greet everyone that's here this morning and those folks that are listening to us on the internet. I'm going to ask everyone to please silence your cell phones out of courtesy to those people that are testifying, because it's kind of discombobulating while you're testifying to have phones going off. If you're going to testify today, please remember to sign in legibly at the podium there by the door so the secretary can get your name correct. The chair would entertain a motion on the minutes that have been provided to you.
Motion.
Second.
Approved. Senator Sharma has moved, and Senator Monroe has seconded the motion to approve the minutes as written. Any comments on them? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. If you do have some handouts, we have a couple pages here, and they will distribute them behind the desk here. And please remember that all questions go through the chair. And with that, I'm going to have the pages come up and tell us where you're from, what you're going to do with the rest of your life, and then what you like to do. And then I also want to recognize the page to my right here. She has on a very nice bow tie. So please come and use a microphone at either end and introduce yourself.
My name is Ruth Burkhalter. I'm from Prairie City, and I'm going to Northern to be a math teacher, and I like to do math.
Good.
Okay. I'm Hannah Grunewald. I'm from Clark, and I also plan to go to Northern for business management. And I don't know. I like to be here for fun. This is
a good answer.
Bo, I tell you what, that's what we like to see. Good, Paige. All right. Anything else before we get into the I got a couple announcements. One is Senate Bill 22, we're going to defer till next week. Senator Heinert is not only is he a little ill, but the person he was going to have testify this morning cannot make it. And so we're going to put that bill till next week. And we're going to be taking up Senate Bill 85 today. And if you're wondering, there is a lot of talk on Senate Bill 127, and we're looking at taking that on next Wednesday. Does anyone have any problems with that? And I'll finish out the calendar, but some people were wondering when that was going to be. It's drawn some attention, so I wanted to set that out there in case people wanted to come. Anything else from the committee? Seeing nothing, we will start the process on Senate Bill 85. Will the proponents of Senate Bill 85 please come forward? Introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Senator Terry Haverly, District 35, Rapid City. Today I bring you Senate Bill 85, an act to revise certain provisions regarding motorcycle license plates. I have a proposed cleanup amendment, Mr. Chair, if it's okay, the page is passing it out.
I'm going to ask you a question before we go any further. Would you like this amendment to be part of the bill as you would like to present it?
Yes, Mr. Chair, if I could speak to the bill and the amendment.
Okay, what I will do is I've always felt that if a person has a bill and they see something in the between when they dropped it and when they're going to testify for it, if they want to make it then, I would just as soon do that, because that's how you want the bill to be presented. So I would entertain a motion on 85FA.
I'm going to move we amend Senate Bill 85 with Amendment 85FA.
It's been moved by Senator Monroe and seconded by Senator Solano that we move Amendment 85 FA. Comments on that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm in complete agreement with you, and I think we should do it that way.
All right. At least we're agreeable to start with this morning with my vice chair. All right. Any other comments? Seeing none, those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It is so amended, so proceed with your testimony on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The law currently states that two plates shall be issued with some exceptions. Trailers, for example. Motorcycles are not listed as an exception in the law, although only one plate is issued. So it's a front license plate debacle. I want to continue to promote favorable legislation for motorcyclists at our state level. I spoke with the Secretary of Public Safety just to make sure that I wasn't missing something. His office has no problem with correcting this oversight. The law will stand firm that, as reasonably as possible, the plate in the back shall be kept clear and free of mud, ice, snow, so to be clearly visible. Let's just help everyone be in compliance with the law, remove a legislative barrier, and add the word motorcycle. The amendment has also been vetted with DPS, and they are comfortable with that amendment. So with that, Mr. Chair, I would urge your support of my annual motorcycle bill, Senate Bill 85.
Would you just explain the amendment since we...
Certainly.
If you could do that for the committee.
So on the second page... where it says, where it's underlined this section, you just delete that and you add a motorcycle is only required to display one number plate. It just makes it clearer. And then you delete that does not apply to any motorcycle, simply taking out that one sentence essentially.
A motorcycle is only required to display one number plate. And then you take out, does not apply for any motorcycle.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
And does it say that this is going to be on the rear of the vehicle and the rear of the motorcycle?
Well... may
okay.
I phone?
All right. All right. Further proponents of Senate Bill 85. Further proponents.
Morning, Chairman Valley and members of the Senate Transportation Committee. I'm Diana Miller, and I'm the registered lobbyist for ABATE, a brotherhood for awareness, training, and education, in case people didn't know what ABATE stands for. Yes, Senator Monroe and we're very happy about that too. And I'm here to testify to support Senate Bill 85 as amended. And I will talk to a couple things and hopefully answer your question, Senator Valley, also. I think this was just an oversight. And sometimes when we have an opportunity, we go through a lot of the statutes that apply to our particular clients and or group classification. And we view this as a cleanup and an oversight simply because motorcycles have not been issued two plates and they can only display one unless you want to cover the headlight in front. So it must be in the rear by virtue of the fact that we want to drive with our headlight on and be as safe as possible. And the only thing we did was we added subsection on line 7-10, which comes from the definitions. If you look in 32.3-1 is definition of terms. And it outlines what a motor vehicle is. And motorcycles have always been classified under motor vehicles. And in subsection 10 of 32.3.1, it describes what a motorcycle is. Motorcycles, motorbikes, mopeds, bicycles with motor attached, and all motor-operated vehicles of the... a part therein or attached thereto and having a saddle or a seat with the driver sitting astride or upon it or a platform on which the driver stands, but excluding a tractor. So we just added that on line 7, page 1, along with subsection 18, which is the recreational vehicle. 21 is the semi-trailer, and 23 is the trailer. The amendment on page 2 just pretty much is a rewording of what the original bill stated. However, DPS, when we talked with them, wanted to make it very clear that that section of the law, section 2, does not apply to motorcycles, because if you read on page 1, it talks about two number plates. So it needs to be consistent. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would ask for a point of personal privilege concerning Senator Haverly, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you. I want to congratulate Senator Haverly because we received a national award from the Motorcycle Riders Foundation last year at the convention, and our president of the Abate is here today for the handlebar legislation that South Dakota passed last year. And she received that award, and we're very, very proud of her certificate and our organization. We're very fortunate in South Dakota to have a very good relationship with the legislature and the Department of Public Safety. And secondly, this Senate Bill 85 is the exact number we had last year. By its pure coincidence was the handlebar statute last year, and this number might be reserved for Senator Haverly forever. I don't know, but it may. The second coincidence is a year ago yesterday, we had the handlebar statute, so we're in the same week. Total coincidence, Senator Valley, but we think it was worth mentioning today as a little bit, a moment of humor and lightness this morning, among some days out here aren't that humorous. So thank you, and I'd ask for your support of Senate Bill 85, Senator, and members of the Senate Transportation Committee. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 85. Further proponents of Senate Bill 85. Last call for proponents of Senate Bill 85. Opponents of Senate Bill 85. Any opponents of Senate Bill 85? Last call for opponents of Senate Bill 85. All right, at this point, we'll open it up to questions by the committee. Any questions? Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for the prime sponsor. As I understand it today, so we have one license plate issued, so we're not able to comply with the law as it stands today. And so the question come up about whether or not there needs to be clarification about whether the plate is displayed in the on the back of the motorcycle or the front, I'm assuming. Is that so? We've been doing this now for I don't know how many years with just one license plate, so maybe that's a non-issue. I guess, is there anything to address there? Be my first question. Then, Mr. Chairman, I'd have a follow-up question.
Mr. Chair?
Please.
No. It's just no.
Follow up.
Not in this bill, I guess I should say this.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So in for me to be able to kind of be able to remember what this bill is about as it comes to the floor, is there any kind of moniker or something that I should use as kind of a way to remember what this bill is?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Haverly.
Could probably refer to it as Baby Got Back. Then we know that it's the back license plate.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is about the location of the license plate. Does it have to be on the extreme back? Sometimes they have beautiful bikes with beautiful back fenders and it's put to the side, is it not, once in a while? Am I incorrect?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, may I request the Abate member?
You sure may. You can use a phone call. Phone a friend. Anyone that can speak to that, and if, please introduce yourself and tell us who you are, where you're from, and who you represent.
Mr.
And,
Chair.
And if you're probably going, I see that you do not have a lobbyist tag.
No.
So you are going to have to be speaking for yourself and not for the organization. Do you understand
that? Yes, sir.
All right. Please proceed.
My name is Jiggs Cressy. I'm the state coordinator for Abeta South Dakota. I'm here representing myself. The answer to the question is all of the motorcycles that are manufactured have the position of the license plate on the back. All the mounting brackets and everything is on the back. Some of them are not on the back fender. They're on the side of the wheel. So it can be mounted on the side of the motorcycle also. Just must be visible from the back.
Thank you. I have a follow-up on that. I want to make sure I understand that because I have seen them where they're running sideways up and down on the side, and that would be a little bit more difficult to read if I'm, you know, an officer trying to pick it out. Do they have those where they're placed vertically on the side of the wheel?
Mr. Chairman, on some of the manufacturers have the option to flip the motorcycle plate vertically. Currently, in statute in South Dakota, it must be displayed horizontally.
Okay. That sounds good. Answers my question. Further questions by the committee? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have a question for you. May I ask a question that really doesn't relate to this, but it concerns
We license have time this morning since we deferred it, so the next bill, so go ahead if you'd like.
Okay. I thought about it when we mentioned a vertical license plate, and I know that I broke the license plate off the back of my fishing boat trailer, and I've got that thing zapped right to the fender. Is that legal on a trailer to have a vertical plate? We probably don't have anybody here from any department to answer that, but I guess I would appreciate someday getting an answer to that. Well, if on a trailer, like on a boat trailer, you can, if it has to be mounted horizontally.
I would say if all license plates got to be horizontal, that might be the case, but hopefully maybe someone from Department of Public Safety is listening, or Division of Motor Vehicles, and
right.
They will find you out, Senator.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I have a question for the sponsor.
Go ahead, Senator Sharma.
Thank you. The Senator Haverly, good morning.
Good morning, Senator.
And congratulations on that that award that you got from Abate. Very nice.
Abate did the work.
Yeah. I have some concern that if it isn't clear in the law that it needs to be at the rear of the motorcycle, and I'm okay with it being placed on a what I would call a sissy bar, between the uprights or something like that. It needs to be visible from the rear. And I don't know if it's codified that it needs to be visible from the rear and horizontal. If you say that that's what it is, then I'm okay with it. But
well, Mr. Chair.
Please.
Senator, what I would have to say is the Department of Public Safety has been highly involved in this bill and the amendment. So the placement is appropriate for them.
I guess if it's a problem, they'll bring us something to look at next time. Thank you.
It'll be Senate Bill 85 if they do.
Further pertinent questions? Seeing none, we'll close it now to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Solano.
I would move due pass of Senate Bill 85 as amended.
Second. It's been moved by Senator Solano, seconded by Senator Sharma, to pass Senate Bill 85 as amended. Comments on that motion, Mr. Solano?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Just a couple comments. One is I think that the amendment was important, so I appreciate you bringing that, because otherwise we would have not had it apply to that Section 2 would not have applied, and the issue of it being clear and visible and all of that could have created a problem. I think we've identified an issue that has not been a problem yet in terms of whether a person is putting the license plate on the rear or the front. And clearly, because we've been issuing just one license plate, if that was a problem, that we would be hearing that, and Department of Public Safety would have been saying, hey, we need to clarify that. So maybe at some point in time we do have to revisit that, but I think this is good. I mean, it gets us into compliance with what we're already doing, so that's probably a pretty good bill. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further comments or discussion? Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In light of all the bills that Senator Haverly has passed in the last few years on this on motorcycles, I'm trying to put ape hangers on my motorcycle. I got to get the license plate off the headlight, flip it, put it on the back. I'm just wondering how much more work we're going to have down the road, Senator Haverly. Thank you for the bill.
Further comments on Senate Bill 85 as amended? Seeing none, before us is the vote on Senate Bill 85 as amended. The Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote nay.
Senators Hunhoff.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Sharma.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Bailey.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
Move consent.
Second.
Senate Bill 85 as amended has passed, and it has been moved by Senator Peterson to put it on the consent calendar and seconded by Senator Sharma. Those in favor of taking it to the floor on the consent calendar say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
It will not go to the floor on the consent calendar. Okay. I hope you do not have anything through appropriations.
So do I.
Okay. With that, we are deferring, if you've just come on the internet line, we are deferring Senate Bill 122 till next week, because one of the people that was going to testify cannot be here. So we're going to defer that to next week. Are there any further questions or anything to come from the committee? Not. We had a short session this morning. The chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Otten to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned.